Hello and welcome to Take Off the Podcast, Stories by Students and Classics. This is episode 62, featuring three students currently on an Erasmus scholarship in A Coruña, Spain. They are Horvat Balint, Fekete Adrián, and Szilas Péter. We arranged for a conversation over Skype, and first I asked Balint to say a few words about his Spanish studies.
I've been studying it 4 years during my high school years.
Mm-hmm. The others four also? Years. Adrián, Peter?
No, I think they started learning it at the university.
At the university.
As kind of language course.
Okay, so now you speak... Go ahead.
But after 4 years of study, I stopped it.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
And so, I restarted it in my university years. If I remember well, 2 years of study happened in the university. But the basics were taught to me in the
high school. Okay. So now in A Coruña, do you sometimes use English or it's only Spanish?
Most of the time we are forced to use Spanish. But of course, we have three courses in the university, all three are in English.
So what are these classes that you take?
Actually, there's three of one called English Language in the Mass Media.
Oh, really?
As it said in English, kind of news analysis course, but officially it's called English Language and or in the Mass Media. Mm-hmm. The two other ones, English Language 3, the title is that simple one.
It's like a language practice session? Or?
Yeah, it's a language practice session. Maybe with some morphological and grammatical point of view. We had same class in university, and I think morphology, semantics, and some linguistics is also included in that course. It's for the Spanish English majors. Spanish students. And finally, the third one called Postcolonial Literatures. It has a really difficult and different name in Spanish. But de facto, it's a postcolonial study course.
Yeah, I've been following some of the things that you, Adrián, Peter, and you post on Facebook. And I've seen, I think, a photograph. You went to some soccer match.
Yes, that's right.
Can you tell me something about that?
Yes, actually, it was one of the matches of the Spanish first division soccer here, as it's called, La Liga. I think it was 20th of September, maybe the fourth or fifth round in the championship. The opponent was one of the teams from Madrid, and I definitely had a really great time seeing many of my favorite players live. Sitting only a few meters from the pitch.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. But it wasn't only the wives that you saw, it was also the players, right?
Yes, of course. I took many photographs. It was a pleasure for me being there. Along with more than 10,000 of
spectators. I see. And after that, Adrián came to Skype with me, and this is what she said.
and took a lot of pictures.
Yeah, so great.
I'm going to attend a photography course here.
I heard that. I think Petra said that to me. I had lunch with her the other day, and she said that you were going to join a photography class about the. It's going to be the technology of photography, right? Developing a film.
It's not an advanced course. It's for beginners. And we're going to learn about, I think, the history of photography, but also it will be a practical course too. So we need our camera and we'll get exercises to do.
That sounds like lots of fun.
Yeah.
How did you find out about this course?
Oh, there was a meeting for Erasmus students in the at the university, mm-hmm. and they introduced us the possibilities to take courses.
Mm-hmm. Like courses which are not required, but you could choose yourself, like electives?
Yeah, I can choose it, but I have to pay for it.
Oh, yeah, these are not free.
Mm-hmm. No. No, but I'm really interested in it, so...
That's great.
And attend it.
Maybe you will become back. You will come back a professional photographer.
I'm not sure about it, but I try.
The photos you take are so great.
Thank you very much.
That I see on Facebook. And, of course, also the photos where you appear. And the photos where you appear, you ask your friends, or you set the camera somewhere, and then you...
That's what I do. Mm-hmm. I set my camera and make it to shot alone.
Right, that's great. Okay. So what do you think is the best thing in being there?
The best thing is that I've met this Spanish person, mm-hmm. and he can teach me a lot, not just about the language, but music and... I can experience a lot of other things that I can't in Hungary. And the other one is the favorite course that I attend. It's about short stories and short fictions. And I really like the teacher, the professor, because he's so enthusiastic about short stories. And I really like his course.
Great.
After Balint and Adrian, the third student from Page, Peter, also joined me on Skype. And let's listen to some parts of our chat there.
You will also be in Spain till February?
Yes, basically the semester lasts until the end of January, because in the 27th of January, the exam period is going to begin.
Mm-hmm. Exam period? You will have exams?
To tell the truth, I cannot answer this question, mm-hmm. because we have just seminars, and most of the teachers did not notify us any concrete things mm-hmm. concerning the courses. Because, for example, we have a course, mass media in English. We have to make newspaper articles as assignments, as home assignments. Uh-huh. And maybe these assignments are going to be graded, and this is going to be our grade.
I see, so, okay. And you write newspaper articles in English?
Yes, of
like course. What, news stories, features, interviews? What
the
kind?
Teacher said that it depends on us. It should be a personal choice. It should depend on our personal interest.
Okay, and you have you chosen already? One of you? One or two?
Yes. Yes.
What have you written? Can I ask?
Yes, of course. This is the exchange. Me being an exchange student.
Oh, I see. And then you wrote what about that? Oh, have you written this the article already?
The main point is, of course, the language learning. It is way easier to learn a language when somebody is in the country, in the target language country.
Okay. And have you shown this article to the other students and to the teacher yet?
No, mm-hmm. not yet.
Okay, so this you will get feedback later on?
Yes, of course.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. So what are the Spanish students like? Do you have classes with Spanish students?
Yes, of course, since Erasmus students are handled just as the Spanish students here, mm-hmm. We have the classes along with them.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And we have a lot of friends from Spanish.
That's great.
And they are really friendly, helpful, open-minded. Mm-hmm. And if we need any help, they are the only ones who can help us.
That sounds great.
In arranging the forms, in completing all the papers necessary for the administration office. Mm-hmm. So they always help us.
And that concludes the 62nd episode of Take Off the Podcast, stories by students and classics. Until next time, take care.